Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Spring Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
And welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're joined now by Shauna Remus, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans. Coach, you opened out sub-state play with a win over Minneapolis, 64-42. It was your third win over the Lady Lions this season and probably one of your best games that you played against them this year. Obviously, you won the last one by 29, but seemed like you were kind of in control early, led 13-0, and never looked back in that one. What were your thoughts of that opening win in sub-state?
Yeah, it was a great win. The kids came out really focused, and we were hitting shots early, which kind of made them have to change their defensive strategies, and they were in a zone, and then they had to go man just because we were hitting so many outside shots. So that was good to see, and then we got to run some offense against the man. So, yeah, it was just a good win, a good game for the kids, a good beginning to what we hope is a good week here.
Obviously, this is a sub-state that has a lot of NCAA teams in it, so now you move on to the semifinals and see another one in Russell, a team that you've beaten twice this season, but combined 2 points. You won each game by one. What do you expect in this third time around from Russell, and what are some of the things that you're going to have to fine-tune to keep your season alive coming up on Friday?
Well, Russell's very talented. I mean, they've got tremendous shooters and tremendous athletes, and, you know, we match up well against them. We're more of the inside game, they're more of the outside game. So, you know, when they're hitting shots, they're very, very hard to guard. But, you know, we're going to continue to do what we do, play strong team defense, and hopefully out-rebound them and control our turnovers is going to be huge, and be patient on offense is what we've talked about. So, you know, just be pretty disciplined offensively and defensively if we want to get a win.
Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans. Coach, this is our last locker room chat. A lot of times I'm going to give a coach a chance to kind of talk about the season, but your season's still going. So we'll let you do that with Wade and some post-game interviews. Hopefully you have a good run here in Substate, and thanks for all your time this year.
Okay. Thank you, Dusty, too.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Spring Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Spring Services 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Equifax, Yahoo, and dozens of corporations experienced devastating data hacks in 2017. Yet surprisingly, the number one target for hackers is small to medium businesses. Dozens were attacked in Kansas last year, including local schools, banks, the Kansas Department of Commerce. And what's worse, 40% of businesses that experience a data breach never open again. There is an answer. When Nextech fully manages your security, you'll remove the target from your business. Call for a free cybersecurity assessment today.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats, KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com, joined by Ryan Eilert, Beloit boys basketball head coach. Opened out the sub-state tournament on Monday with a 40-39 win over Riley County. You led 31-19, and I don't think you probably ever felt comfortable in that one as they came all the way back and actually took a one-point lead, but Paxton Harris makes a shot with 14 seconds left to eventually propel you to the win, 40-39. What stood out the most in that one-point win on Monday night?
Well, it was a low-scoring game. Like you said, we never felt comfortable, and we came out, shot the ball well early in the first quarter and had a nice lead, and then they switched up what they were doing and took Vinny and Carson basically out of the game. I think they had 1 point after the first quarter, and then it was kind of a grind the rest of the game, and as many threes as they shoot, you know, you're even a 10-point game, a couple of them go in, and all of a sudden you've got a ball game. That's kind of what happened, and you know, the fourth quarter, you know, we went in with a nice lead, but they're able to get a few shots to go, and we're just not able to get anything to go down, and they're able to take the lead, and then to our kids' credit, they kept battling, and Paxton, I thought, you know, did a tremendous job, especially late, hit a couple free throws to tie it, and then they get a free throw, and He's able to come down and knock that shot in with 14 seconds to go. And then I thought our kids did a nice job on their last possession of getting a stop and making them shoot a contested shot. So it wasn't our best game by any means, but we won and able to play again on Thursday.
Thursday you play Ellsworth. You knew this was going to be a chance that you'll have to play a league team for the third time this season at some point during the sub-state, and they'll come here on Thursday against the Bearcats. You beat them the first time on their floor back in December. They beat you by one the second time on your floor. Just kind of overall, what do you think about this third meeting with Ellsworth coming up Thursday night?
Well, I anticipate a close game. They've got a couple kids, a couple seniors that are really good. The Cravens and Bass kid, and Bass is their point guard. And I thought he, especially in that second game, just controlled everything late and able to get, I think he had 12 points in the fourth quarter and just able to manage the game. And so, for us, we've got to limit those two, but they've had role players that have been stepping up. And as the year has gone along, they've gotten more comfortable. So, we've got to focus on those two, but at the same time, we can't just give their other guys open looks. And then we've got to find a way to score. You know, in both games that we've been with them, it seems like it's kind of been a little bit hard to try to get an easy bucket. So, for us, it's about coming out and hopefully, learning from those first two games and playing at a level that gives us a chance to win.
Bullet Coach Ryan Eiler here. Just a reminder to the fans, the Bullet Ellsworth game can be heard on Z96.3 on Thursday and online video stream at NCKSSports.com with tip at 7:30. Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us all season. This is our final locker room chat. We always love talking with you year after year and wish you nothing but the best here as you finish out the postseason.
Well, thank you for what you do. It's great to have the coverage we have around here, and I know you spend a lot of time at it, and we appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Coach. Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Equifax, Yahoo, and dozens of corporations experienced devastating data hacks in 2017. Yet, surprisingly, the number one target for hackers is small to medium businesses. Dozens were attacked in Kansas last year, including local schools, banks, the Kansas Department of Commerce. And what's worse, 40% of businesses that experience a data breach never open again. There is an answer. When Nextech fully manages your security, you'll remove the target from your business. Call for a free cybersecurity assessment today.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Springs Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Kayla Corbett and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Joined now by Kayla Corbett, head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldog basketball team. Just one game since we talked last, Coach. Rock Hills had to cancel due to some illness there, so you didn't get that last game of the regular season in. But you open out sub-state on Tuesday night with a 53-47 win over Sylvan Lucas. It was a game where you guys really kind of got out to the start and had the lead, and every time he tried to make a move, they would come back, and then every time they tried to come back, it seemed like Olivia Engler would hit a big shot for you, and then you made free throws down the stretch to win it 53-47, 20 of 38 from the free throw line in the game. What were your thoughts of the win there against Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday?
Well, yeah, I knew it was going to be a physical game, and it, like you said, it ended up being a free throw contest. And they kind of had a hectic pace with their defense. I mean, it was a good defense on the press, and it just had that intensity, that hectic to it, that it really got us out of our offense, and we were able to make some shots and have a lead and keep the lead. Like you said, Olivia really came through with some key shots at a key time, But like I said, they really took us out of our offense really until the fourth quarter, and when we were able to really break the press and get past them for fast breaks, and that's when Afton had the majority of her points with the free throws, and you know, she's really struggled all season with the free throws, but
But to be, you know, 7 of 15, I think what she was, really showed how hard she has worked with that. And then Sarah Seifert, when she came in, and she was only in for a short time, but making 3 of 4 of her free throws, you know, that was key also on that. But all in all, I think our defense, Zoe came in, and you know, when I want somebody intense and really in the face defense, I put Zoe in, and she was able to do that. And looking at the rebounds, Zoe had 14 defensive rebounds, and for her to be in the middle of the fray and really to get that many defensive rebounds was big for us.
So again, you pick up that victory there. Now you move on. It's strange to be able to do this, but you have a fourth meeting with Thunder Ridge coming up now. You played them 2 times in the regular season on the schedule, had to play them at the tournament. Now you play them here at Substate. You've lost all 3 of those games. The last one was the worst one, 52-18, but that's been since January 15th. What are some of the things that you think your team is better at now and some of the things you hope to do this fourth time around against Thunder Ridge on Friday?
Well, against Thunder Ridge, you know, our defense in the tournament, we played a 1-2-2. And that really shut down their inside game. Hardacre only had 7 points. And that was a really big victory for us in that sense. But our guards didn't get enough pressure then on the wings. And the wings took over the game and were making their shots. So I think it's key to, again, emphasize that we did this once, shut down the inside. Now we have to get the outside pressure. So we'll be working on that. And then the fact that the past several games, I've had 3 players in double figures. And that is important for us because, like I said, you can't key on Olivia anymore because Ryan and Afton are making shots. Savannah's had a good game, you know, down low. And so I think with the fact that we're shooting better, we'll be, you know, something that now they have to handle a little bit different. And I really think it'll make a big difference that we have 3 scorers, you know, at any point in time, 3 of us will be scoring. Mm-hmm. And I think that's key. Even Lauren. I mean, Lauren last night, she only, you know, 3 out of 5, but 5 shots for Lauren is like 10 for Afton, mm-hmm. type of thing. So with Lauren shooting more down low, them not being able to key on Savannah, I really think the fact that you can't key on just one person or one part of a game anymore is a big, big thing for us.
It's Kayla Corbett, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is our final Locker Room Chat, so we definitely want to thank you for taking time all season to join us to talk about the Lady Dogs basketball team, and we wish you nothing but the best here moving forward in Substate.
All right, thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Equifax, Yahoo, and dozens of corporations experienced devastating data hacks in 2017. Yet surprisingly, the number one target for hackers is small to medium businesses. Dozens were attacked in Kansas last year, including local schools, banks, the Kansas Department of Commerce. And what's worse, 40% of businesses that experience a data breach never open again. There is an answer. When Nextech fully manages your security, you'll remove the target from your business. Call for a free cybersecurity assessment today.
Hey, welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Jamie Walters joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog boys basketball team. Coach, your team, no games since we talked last. The regular season finale got canceled against Rock Hills on Friday, so you had a little bit of time off here. You have a first round bye. The next game is going to be against Lakeside in the semifinals tomorrow night. Obviously, it's not ideal to play a team 4 times in one season. You beat them by 21 the first time, but the last 2 have been single-digit wins for your team. You had to grind them out, and Lakeside's one of those teams that can really, make things ugly at times, but they're still skilled and talented as well. What are your thoughts on this Lakeside game coming up on Thursday?
Yeah, that's for sure. Playing them, 4 times is never a good deal. You're right. They're tough. They got good guards, handle the ball well. They got a couple shooters that can shoot the ball. They got size at every position, which, isn't as big a deal now that we've got Darnell back, mm-hmm. and Darian and Jordan are all healthy now and can all play. So that helps us there a little bit, as far from a size standpoint. But And I assume it's going to be the same thing. You know, we're going to have to grind another one out because they're patient on offense. They move the ball around and look for a matchup that they like. And, you know, they're just, you know, run motion offense, which is makes it pretty tough just because they got size at every position and they can, you know, post up any one of their guards or posts. And it puts a lot of pressure on our defense. Offensively, we haven't played very well against them. And, you know, that's, you know, when you only score 30-some points, I think that's what was the league tournament. So I think maybe we got 40 or 45, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anytime you only score around 40 points, you're going to, you know, it's going to be a dogfight. We got to find a way to get 50. And, you know, and hopefully our defense can hold them down, you know, kind of like it has been. But, yeah, it should be a great game, you know, rivalry game, fourth time. Anything can happen. So that's why I keep telling the boys that, you know, yeah, we beat them, you know, the last couple times, but it's a new game and, you know, everybody's record 0-0. It doesn't really matter. You got to play well from here on out or you're done. So,
Coach, usually on our last locker room chat, we like to let you talk about the season and the seniors and things like that, but I don't like to do that when you're still playing. So I'm just going to tell you best of luck this weekend and as you finish out Substate, and we'll see what happens, and we'll talk to you down the road, all right?
Yep, that sounds great. Thank you.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Equifax, Yahoo, and dozens of corporations experienced devastating data hacks in 2017. Yet surprisingly, the number one target for hackers is small to medium businesses. Dozens were attacked in Kansas last year, including local schools, banks, the Kansas Department of Commerce. And what's worse, 40% of businesses that experience a data breach never open again. There is an answer. When Nextech fully manages your security, you'll remove the target from your business. Call for a free cybersecurity assessment today.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Rob Buckmaster. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement.
And we're back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com, joined by Nick Lynn, head coach of the Smith Center, Lady Red. Coach, you opened out the Substate tournament with a win at home on Monday night against Sacred Heart, 48-32. Just a huge game from Grayson Hutchinson for you, for 18 points and 13 rebounds, and really a steady force for you in that win on Monday night. What were some of the things that stood out for your team in getting that win and moving on to the semifinals?
Well, based on how we played the first half, it was really important that someone step up and score, and Grayson did that for us. And Sacred Heart did some gimmick stuff, which we haven't seen all year, on the Timmons sisters, and Grayson stepped up, and the whole team stepped up in the second half, and especially the third quarter. I think we had almost half our points in the third quarter, and we transitioned a little bit, got some steals, but we also made a number of perimeter shots, including a couple threes. You know, we didn't play, even in the first half when it was close, we didn't play bad. It was the fact that we just couldn't score, and we had a hard time with that part of the game. And at halftime, we just talked about sticking with the game plan, and I thought we did that. But the ball was falling, so that makes all the difference in the world. And I think we were up 22 at one time, and kind of, you know, slowed things down on when we were going to shoot in that fourth quarter. And I thought it was a good second half for us.
So with that win, you move on to the semifinals now on Thursday. You'll take on Bennington. Bennington's a team that's 12-8, but they only average 34 points a game. So you can tell that they like to slow things down on that regard. What are your thoughts on Bennington after their win over Republic County, 41-38 on Monday?
Well, that's going to be a challenge from that standpoint that they're deliberate, you know, and we go like 100 miles an hour in our head, you know, like how, you know, push, and it's going to be a challenge because we have to handle that kind of a game where they're going to play a half-court game, and it's going to be, you know, a minute to a minute and a half, maybe taken off at one possession, and we just can't lose patience. We have to, you know, try to get some separation because that's their game plan, is to have a low-scoring game that's close at the end.
It's Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center, Lady Red. Coach, this is our final locker room chat of the season, so we want to thank you for taking the time here. Usually we'll give you time to talk about your group, but you're still playing, so I don't want to act like the season's over. So thanks for the time this year. Best of luck here in the Substate, and we'll talk to you again next year, all right?
Well, and we do appreciate it, you know, here at Smith Center. We appreciate you talking to us and giving our kids, you know, a little bit of publicity, you know, and you do a very good job at that, and I want to thank you for that, and hopefully next year we'll do it again.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.
Equifax, Yahoo, and dozens of corporations experienced devastating data hacks in 2017. Yet surprisingly, the number one target for hackers is small to medium businesses. Dozens were attacked in Kansas last year, including local schools, banks, the Kansas Department of Commerce. And what's worse, 40% of businesses that experience a data breach never open again. There is an answer. When Nextech fully manages your security, you'll remove the target from your business. Call for a free cybersecurity assessment today.
Landmark Implement, your authorized John Deere dealer, is offering an exclusive parts warranty offer. Receive a 6-month warranty on all John Deere parts purchased over the counter and receive a 1-year warranty on parts and labor when repairs are completed at your servicing Landmark location. Landmark offers an extensive parts and service network, a larger parts inventory, and specialized product support through our trained and certified technicians. Contact your local Landmark Implement today or visit landmarkimp.com.
And welcome back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Our final chat of the season with Rob Buckmaster, head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, Valley Heights, your opponent, start out the two-way sub-state first round. You went out to their place, Blue Rapids, on Tuesday night and picked up a nice win, 41-38. Brett Meyer with 13 points and 10 boards. Austin Hobelman had 10 as well, and a nice workmanlike effort it looked like there for you on Tuesday night in the first round at Valley Heights. What were your thoughts on that win?
Well, I was just glad we got the win. Wasn't very pretty, but this time of year, you just need to get the W and move on. So I was proud of our effort and playing in a new place that we've never been to. So I was pleased, and hopefully the kids are still hungry and want to get better.
You'll now take on Sacred Heart, and much like what you just talked about with Valley Heights, Sacred Heart is a team you don't know a lot about, and that's probably going to be the case with this tournament as you went east instead of west. But obviously Sacred Heart's got a quality team this year. They've had a long run of very solid basketball there in Solana. So what are your thoughts about Sacred Heart and Belleville? They're 18-3 coming in.
Well, they're going to be a tough challenge for us. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, this is why you play the games. I mean, you play games to play the best out there, and you just try to do the best you can and put it all out on the floor, and the chips will fall where they may. And but you know, that's why you compete. I mean, you know, you compete so you can play the best, and that's how you get better. You know, that's how your younger kids get better so they can develop, and that's the only way you can build a program.
Again, this is the last time we'll chat about basketball this year for Smith Center, and I know the season's not over yet, but just overall, what are some of the thoughts you have about your first season as head coach there, and how do you feel the boys played and as you continue to move on and try to continue on in this tournament?
Oh, I mean, I've been pleased with us. You know, we've had some setbacks here and there. You know, we've had about half our games where everyone's been able to play for various reasons, but you know, our effort's always been good. I've been pleased with our effort, and you know, it's tough, just like anything's new. You know, it's tough to get used to new things. And so our guys have been willing to try things and do things a little bit differently. So, you know, I've been proud of them, and I just continue to, hopefully they work hard. That's the main thing, is showing up every day, working hard, and trying to get better.
Smith Center boys basketball coach Rob Buckmaster here in the locker room chats. Well, thank you for the time all season long. I've enjoyed chatting with you every week, and best of luck as you finish out sub-state here, Coach.
All right, well, thank you for all your time.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
It's time for winter service inspections, and Landmark is here to help. Going on now at your local Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer. Complete 3 winter service inspections of equal or lesser value, and the 4th inspection is free. That's right, a free service inspection. Tractors, combines, planters, sprayers, gators, and more. Let our trained and certified technicians take care of you and your equipment. Our inspections are not only for John Deere equipment, but for other colors as well. Contact your Landmark service manager for details. Visit us at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Equifax, Yahoo, and dozens of corporations experienced devastating data hacks in 2017. Yet surprisingly, the number one target for hackers is small to medium businesses. Dozens were attacked in Kansas last year, including local schools, banks, the Kansas Department of Commerce. And what's worse, 40% of businesses that experience a data breach never open again. There is an answer. When Nextech fully manages your security, you'll remove the target from your business. Call for a free cybersecurity assessment today.
We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Joe Biggs. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tuscan.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. Steve Chris joining us now, the head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopard basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach, and your season's actually come to a close here. St. John's tipped in on Friday night. You have fallen that one 33-24, a 44-33 loss at home in the first round of 2A Substate to Solomon. Going back to St. John's Tipton, it seemed like you fought hard in that one. Neither team really seemed like could find the basket the way you'd want to. What were your thoughts on that loss on Friday?
Yeah, I was real pleased with the way we came out and played that night. They came out and hit a couple shots early and got a six-point lead on us and kind of, you know, got off to a slow start again, like kind of been a problem for us this year. But the girls rallied. We played really good defense. I mean, they didn't hit shots, but I think part of it was we were moving pretty well in our defense and flying out at them on the perimeter and doing a good job of trying to keep the ball out of the middle. And I think at some point in the third quarter, maybe early fourth quarter, we actually took the lead by one. And just, you know, we didn't hit a lot of shots, but we hit enough, and we got ourselves to the free throw line to stay in the game. And then it seemed like there was about a two-minute stretch middle to late fourth quarter where Kara Eilert just kind of took over for a little bit. She got a couple of offensive rebounds, put them back in, got fouled, got to the free throw line, and that's when they kind of opened up a 6-8 point lead, and then we couldn't recover from that. But, you know, we played well. We played hard. The effort was great, and we just didn't hit enough shots to win the game. But I thought, you know, you hold St. John's Tipton to 33 points, you know, right around in that area, you got a chance to win the game, and we gave ourselves a chance. You know, against Solomon, we did everything well. You look at it's one of those games, you look at the stats, and if you just go by paper, you'd probably think we won the game, except you look at the field goal percentage, and they shot a better percent. They shot about 35%. We shot 20%, and that really was the difference in the game. We out-rebounded them. We had less turnovers. You know, all those little things that you talk about, we just didn't get the win. So we played well. We gave ourselves a chance, and I thought we finished the season on a fairly good note.
As you wrap the season, what stands out the most with this year's group as you move on here with the season coming to a close?
Well, what I talked to the girls about after the game on Monday night was I just really appreciate these seniors. You know, we started the season off awfully tough with a tough schedule with Bennington and Plainville and Phillipsburg and really kind of took it on the chin in those games, but they didn't ever let those things bother them. We came back then and got a win against El Saline. And, you know, that definitely helped the morale out and everything. And it just seemed like every time we kind of hit a low, like with the first play-in game of the tournament, we got beat by Chase and just shot the ball horribly. Then we come back and get two wins in the backside of the tournament. So I just really appreciate these seniors. We had four seniors that really did a great job of, we kept emphasizing all year, get better each week. You know, that sounds like a cliche, but I really felt like we did that. And I felt like anytime we had a bad game, we just put it behind us and we came back the next day and went to work and got better. And to look at this group from December until the end of February, I think we improved a lot.
Steve Chris, the head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time all season long. We've enjoyed talking Leopard basketball again, and we'll look forward to the future. And best of luck down the road. We'll talk to you next season.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate all your time you put in also.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Bottom nine, two outs. It all comes down to this. A windup, the pitch. That's a drive. It's way back to the wall. Kassasa! He's done it! That's how you kassasa! And in walk-off fashion.
You lost me there, Bob. What's kassasa?
Glad you asked. Kassasa, it's a catchy word for earning cash, all on top of free checking.
This is Larry Fief. Be sure you ask for Kassasa, offered locally at the Bank of Tescott in Salina, Tescott, Lincoln, and Lindsberg. Member FDIC.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats. Katy Country 94, KatyCountry94.com. One final time with Joe Biggs, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard boys basketball team. Coach, two games since we talked last. Pretty good effort there against St. John's Tipton on Friday, but you fall 43-33 in this regular season finale, and then in Substate first round against Bennington Tuesday, a 58-20 loss out at their place. So you kind of bookend the start and end of the season with losses to Bennington. But let's go back first to that St. John's Tipton game on Friday night. How do you feel about the effort from your kids in that 10-point loss?
You know, I really felt pretty good about it. I really felt kind of bad for our our seniors and our guys that we couldn't get that one. You know, we had the lead in the third quarter, and I really thought we were going to be able to hold on and stay with them in the fourth quarter. And then, you know, just a few points here and there, they got loose, and you know, and it got up to six. And when it got to six, I knew we were in trouble. When we only score 35 points or 30 points a game, you know, it's 6 points seems like a lot to overcome. So, you know, we fought really hard. I know they're one of the best teams in the area. So, you know, for my guys to go in there and have a lead in the third quarter against one of those good teams, it's a work in progress.
So, again, you went out to Bennington there on Tuesday to take on the Bulldogs. It's the second loss of the season, as I mentioned. What went wrong there against Bennington? What were some of the things that they do that caused the most problems for you?
Well, the main thing that went wrong was 6'10". He would just stand on a block, and they would pass the ball around the outside, and they'd do a skip pass, and the bottom guy of our zone would have to come out on the three-point shooter, and he would back our guy down before he even had the ball, and he would catch it about 2 feet from the basket and just turn around and lay it in. So, you know, we fought hard on that kid. He ended with 15, and he led all scorers, but, you know, that's kind of the main thing that went wrong early. You know, and then late in the game, they just happened to hit some shots, and it kind of got out of hand. But, you know, down by 15 at half, and, you know, they're a really good athletic team. You know, I was looking up at their wall. They have eight seniors on the team, and, you know, and they have two more juniors that play. So, you know, my 14- and 15-year-olds are playing against 18-year-olds. It's kind of a hard matchup.
So, again, you finish out the season there. Just go back over this season. What are some of the things that stand out? You picked up 4 wins this year. It was a work in progress, as you said, and you made some strides as the season went along. What stands out the most about this year's group?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just like I said, you know, we're playing our freshmen and sophomores, you know, and they got a lot of playing time this year. So, you know, looking forward to it. I potentially have 4 starters coming back, you know, 4 guys that have started a basketball game, so, or 5 starters that have started a basketball game. So, you know, having that future coming back next year is I'm really looking forward to it, you know, and then getting those guys older and getting them more experience, you know, and hopefully getting some more wins next year.
Joe Biggs, coach of the Lincoln Leopards, here in the locker room chats for the final time. Coach, well, thank you for joining us all season long, and best of luck. We'll look forward to chatting with you again next season, all right?
Sounds good, Dusty.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Bottom 9, 2 outs. It all comes down to this. The windup, the pitch. That's a drive. It's way back to the wall. Kassasa! He's done it! That's how you Kassasa! And in walk-off fashion.
You lost me there, Bob. What's Kassasa?
Glad you asked. Kassasa, it's a catchy word for earning cash, all on top of free checking.
This is Larry Fief. Be sure you ask for Kassasa, offered locally at the Bank of Tescott in Salina, Tescott, Lincoln, and Lindsberg. Member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and Jerry Webb. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. And Darren Grauerholtz joining us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns. Coach, finished out the regular season on Friday, a nice 66-44 win over Wilson. I know they were down one there, which kind of changes the dynamic of what they do with not a deep bench, but it sounded like you guys came out real well and get a career-high 22 from Elizabeth Hardacre and win by 22. What stood out the most there on that season finale there Friday night?
Well, like you said, they were down, and I think she's kind of their general for that team, her and Riley both. You know, they kind of both co-captains of that thing and run a pretty good team, but they also were short off the bench. They had one more girl gone that was usually their first sub in. But, yeah, it made a little bit of difference. But we did come out, played really good defense again. And like you said, we used Hardacre as much as we could. And we did hit some outside shots, which was nice, too, you know. So if we can put that all together, pretty tough team. So, but like I said, I just hope that Wilson gets better so that they got a good sub-state run and hopefully they're at full strength.
First round bye in the 1A Division 1 Substate hosted by Sylvan Lucas, so you didn't have to play early in the week. You have the pretty much all week off. You'll start Friday here with the first round, or your first game, I should say, the semifinal round. And there's not going to be any secrets with the team you're playing. Osborne is your opponent. You've already seen them 3 times this year. Saw them 3 times before about the middle part of January. So this fourth time around. I know it's always hard to beat a team four times, but it seems like you guys have actually done better each time you played them. What are your thoughts on Osborne this fourth time?
Yeah, you're right. I think we did play a little bit better each time, and I think maybe we get to kind of know their tendencies a little bit better. It's too bad that we have to see a team that many times, but I still praise the league that we're in and the opportunities that we get to see all the other different teams as well. So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, but it's unfortunate that we have to see it. But like I say, we're going to go down there and hopefully we can get Conway and Engel off the scoreboard, and hopefully Brown doesn't hurt us any, and I think we're going to be okay then. But like I said, it'll be a nice contest. She's doing great things down there with the Bulldogs, and hopefully we'll have a good ball game.
It's Darren Groundholz, coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns. We usually let you on this last one, give a little bit of thoughts on your seniors and that group, but I don't want to like talk like the season's over because you got plenty of time left. So what I'll do is wish you the best of luck, and hopefully you have a good substate, and we'll talk to you down the road, all right?
That sounds great. I appreciate it, Dusty.
Equifax, Yahoo, and dozens of corporations experienced devastating data hacks in 2017. Yet surprisingly, the number one target for hackers is small to medium businesses. Dozens were attacked in Kansas last year, including local schools, banks, the Kansas Department of Commerce. And what's worse, 40% of businesses that experience a data breach never open again. There is an answer. When Nextech fully manages your security, you'll remove the target from your business. Call for a free cybersecurity assessment today.
And we'll welcome you back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Jerry Webb, Thunder Ridge head coach, joining us one final time here to talk about the Longhorn boys team. Coach, two losses since we talked last. You closed out the regular season 62-38 against Wilson, and then you fall in the first round of Substate against Little River. Let's go back to that Wilson game first. It looked like you did some good things, but the Mermis kid really kind of broke free there with 25 points for Wilson. What was causing the most problems for you there with him in the post?
We struggle. We really don't have that inside position player that's going to dominate or shut down a dominant player. Mm-hmm. It's something we've tried to get better at this year, and I think we have, but obviously we still got some ways to go on that.
Obviously, on Monday, it was a different story. They had a freshman kid that hit six threes in the game, and not every single one of them was just a normal three either. You know, some of them were about 2, 3, 4 feet behind the line, so it was kind of hard to guard at times. But you fall 78-24 to a very good Little River team. What were your thoughts on that loss on Monday?
Yeah, they're really good. They're a real exciting team to watch and well-coached. It's never a good thing when you call timeout 2 minutes to go. When you get into the game 2 minutes and you call timeout and you're down, I think we're down 16-0. Just a real fast-paced, running, very well-balanced team. And, yeah, definitely some good shooters.
So, again, you finished the season here 3-18. Your first season as the head coach there at Thunder Ridge. What do you take away from the group this year? What are some of the things that stand out the most about your first year as a head coach?
I tell everybody, you know, it's a real good group of guys. I'm having a lot of fun coaching them. John, you know, Bowden was the coach before me. And we just have a totally different, you know, style. So a lot of this year was just, and I explained to the boys when I started, you know, that I have to learn me and I have to learn them and what I want. And it was a lot different for them to absorb. But I think they did a great job. I think we came a long way. Our record really doesn't show it, but I think they've come a long way, and real excited about next year.
Looks like you got most everybody coming back next year, and we'll see what happens with Thunder Ridge basketball there. Coach, we thank you for taking the time, joining us all season long, and best of luck as you continue on. We'll talk to you down the road, all right?
I appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Equifax, Yahoo, and dozens of corporations experienced devastating data hacks in 2017. Yet surprisingly, the number one target for hackers is small to medium businesses. Dozens were attacked in Kansas last year, including local schools, banks, the Kansas Department of Commerce. And what's worse, 40% of businesses that experience a data breach never open again. There is an answer. When Nextech fully manages your security, you'll remove the target from your business. Call for a free cybersecurity assessment today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.